He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Hello.
What is going on?
I'm finally recovered from, you know, my husband nearly murdering me, Anna, so.
Wait, can we talk about that? So what happened was Raven went camping over the weekend, and you thought that he got food poisoning from that, but turns out that's not what happened, right?
No, he had, like, a norovirus or something, because, you know, a bunch of dirty boys in the woods, most likely not washing their hands for 4 days. Of course there's a virus that they probably got on their food or somewhere. And they gave it to me, and I nearly died. It was terrible. It was the worst sickness I think I've ever had.
I mean, I understand that it has been unpleasant. I don't think it's been the worst ever in our lives. It certainly was strong, but the way you make it sound is like there's like a bunch of us guys in the woods with all our hands in the same bag of potato chips, and we're all licking fingers in front of each other going, this great. This is great. Like, just a bunch of animals. Of course I washed my hands out there.
No, I imagine you guys sitting in a circle holding hands and singing Kumbaya and just spreading the norovirus all around.
This is why both of you would never be invited for man camping.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, I mean, sticking their hands in the chip bags and in the utensil container and, you know, where do you wash your hands often?
Where?
There's a big cooler that, like, one of those Gatorade ones have at, like, football games, and it's just full of water, and then there's a huge thing of soft soap right next to it.
Oh, my God. So you don't wash your hands?
You have a community?
I just said I wash my hands.
In a community cooler?
It's like a cooler full of water, and then we have a big thing of soap right next to it. You put the soap in your, I mean, I don't have to walk you through washing your hands,
but the
right?
water doesn't drain out. It's just a cooler filled with water?
Hit the spigot, and, you know, it drains out over your hands, of course.
Oh, my God. This is why I almost died, Anna.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure you're not doing that every time you touch something or go to the bathroom. I'm sure. That cooler would run out. I mean, there's 10 of you out in the woods.
I'm doing that every time I go to the bathroom or anything else I'm doing. So
I don't believe you.
Neither do I. Thank you.
Well, it's unimportant because I've already overcome this, and now she's on the tail end of it, too. So the point is moot. We could sit here all day and try and figure out how we got it. Fact is, you got it.
He said that one of his friends was so sick with it that he threw up in his shoe on the campsite, and I couldn't understand why you would choose your shoe if you're going to vomit. It seems like there's so many more options considering you're outside, like maybe a tree, a leaf, I don't know, a stick, anywhere, except your shoe.
My biggest concern is the shoe is just not that large. It's not that large. Oh. Now you got to tap it off in the middle of it, right?
Oh, my God.
Try and get to the other shoe? Oh, gosh.
Terrible. I mean, I feel like y'all got what you deserve, though. I think they need to quarantine now before they come home because when it was, they go twice a year. So last time when they went in the fall, they came home with colds and got everybody sick. Mm-hmm. So there needs to be like a quarantine period because I'm sick of this nonsense. Us girls go, like, we wash our hands. We stay in an apartment. We wash our hands. We're clean. We don't come home and get everybody sick.
Yep.
Whatever.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week, given the fact that he's given you a virus that you thought was going to take you out?
An F, Anna. I mean, it was almost as bad as the flu and worse than COVID.
This is ridiculous.
To God.
Mm-hmm. I got you the mac and cheese you wanted. I made you a rack of saltines. Wow.
You made her a rack of saltines?
That's right. I did all the things to take care of her.
You mean you opened the package?
That's right.
Uh-huh.